Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
All right, Mason, I'm not even sure how many people are even going to hear this. Right now we have, I mentioned on, I don't know if it was Good Cop, Bad Cop, I think it was, that I had a new idea for MGB, based on the fact that I've been doing most of the work in terms of finding it. If we have a review, then obviously we just do the review, right? Mm-hmm. But on weeks when we don't have a review, it's I normally have to find something and then drag you down to record. And I was like, I don't want to do that anymore. And I think right now, Matt and Micah, who obviously are going to hear this, they're going to listen and they're going to tell us whether this works or not. Now, it's not vastly different from what we said we were going to do on season four. And then we kind of haven't really done it. So originally on season four, do you remember, like, we picked a wrestler and then we found, like, three matches. And then we kind of, I think the problem was wrestling started up again and we just started reviewing again. Mm-hmm. So the idea was, because I don't want to do any prep because I'm being lazy as well, is, so right now, tell everybody what's actually on the screen right now.
It's IWTV and a bunch of random events.
All right, so I've opened up the IWTV page. I've opened up what's on the video demands. So we're just going to leave this recording. I figured most of the time it's just us chatting anyway. Why don't we click, see what's on? I haven't done any research at all. All we're going to do is we're going to look and we're going to see, does this actually look like there's anything that we want to watch? So I'm clicking on right now, New South Action Class 51. And let's see what we got on here. If anything catches your eyes, Mason. Talladega Knights. Mm. Stephen Michaels versus Pete Youngblood.
Not really.
Donnie Janela, Dale Springs. Cabana Man Dan, Dylan McQueen. Flashback. All right. So nothing on that one. Is that kid Kurt Stallion? Kurt Stallion and Daniel McCabe. Okay. I didn't even know Kurt Stallion was. Kurt Stallion was on NXT. I wonder if he got released then. Okay, well, I didn't know that. Now, actually, having said I haven't done any research, that's not quite true. I have clicked on the next one, and there is one match that I want to see. And if you don't pick it, I might just pick it anyway. So we'll have to see. Let's have a look. Oh, actually, it's not that one. It's the next one.
It's the Bloodsport.
All right, let's go this. AIW. Now, AIW we've certainly seen, because that's up in Cleveland. Wrestle Rager 5, Fight to Survive. Anything catches your eye there?
Hmm. The Philly Marino Experience, I remember.
Yeah, Marino Tenaglia and Philly Collins. Yeah.
I want to watch Mance Warner.
I was hoping you might say that. I'm always a big fan of watching Mance Warner. Now, I got to make sure, though, obviously for copyright reasons, I have the volume switched right down because we're just going to be watching it. Now, the reason we're doing this on the laptop as well, I was going to do it on the TV, and then remember how bad the app is on the TV?
Yeah.
Like, you can only skip, like, 5 seconds at a time or 10 seconds at a time, whereas at least on this one. So this is from Saturday, August 28th. Oh, it's outside as well, I guess. Yeah. That probably makes it easier for COVID reasons. And it looks like, oh, I thought the fans were right up against the ring for a second, but I don't think they are.
No, they're not.
No, there's
guardrail?
Yeah. No, I'm wondering if this is like a festival or something. All right. Well, there's a match about to start. I'm guessing the first two matches will probably be about 20 minutes each, something like that. Perhaps some introductions. Oh, that guy's got a pitchfork.
That
who is he? Oh, is that Levi? Was it Manson Levi Everett? Is that what it said?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure if that's Levi Everett or not. That name sounds familiar, though. He's like guard. He's like a guard patrolling. He's like walking backwards and forwards. He was already in the ring as well.
Uh-huh.
So that was kind of, that's kind of like a, I don't know if you noticed, you might not have seen it. AEW kind of does that. Like, when it's a new indie wrestler they're bringing on, they're always out before they start filming. Mm-hmm. And then they bring out the opponent, and then they'll go to the side. Lainey, look at her second match on AEW. Yeah. Against a Japanese wrestler who I didn't particularly know. All right, something's gone wrong here, because he's still, like, walking around, and nobody's coming out. Like, he's not cutting a promo. He's talking trash with the fans, by the look of it. Oh, he's smiling. I don't know. Yeah. Perhaps he's not. Perhaps somebody said something to him.
His house is in the background.
Yeah, I was thinking this was like a fate or something. I don't know.
I don't know what this is. This looks like this is at a person's house.
Well, considering we can see, yeah, on the opposite side.
Parking must suck.
You can actually see the fence there, so it possible, actually. All right, here we go. Here's Mance. I was a bit worried there for a second that he wasn't going to come out at all. All right, he's giving a few high fives to the fans. So anyway, this is basically the idea, Mason. This requires literally zero prep on our parts. We just come down, we open up Independent Wrestling TV, Title Match Network, PowerSlam TV, Impact Wrestling. We could do it for anything we like. We have the network as well. We have like five we could look at. I assume we're going to stick indie pretty much. And yeah, rather than me trying to find, like, sometimes I do like what matches look interesting to me. I thought we could just switch it on. Yeah, there's too much stuff on IWTV. There's no way I could physically watch everything that's on there. And then we take it from there.
Yeah. Mance is in the ring now.
Yep. I saw there was a dark cloud above. So I don't know. That's a little bit... That's the worry with these outdoor events. Oh, I don't even know if I told you this. So I was a little upset last weekend because it was the first full week of school. They had an event at Voltage Wrestling. And I was like, I can't go. Like, I have way too much work to do. Like, it's going to be 2 hours there, 3 hours at the event, 2 hours back. And obviously, you got to get there a little earlier as well. It's like, it was like an 8 hour thing. I was like, I can't do it. I mean, it got cancelled for rain again for the second time. Outdoor event. Because they're doing the same thing in West Virginia. They're trying to make it. So obviously, it's all the things we know about COVID is it's better to be outside than it is to be inside.
Mm-hmm.
And the unfortunate thing is when you do an outdoor event, that's what's going to happen sometimes. So yeah, so we haven't missed any. They've had three scheduled and only one's happened so far. So I think the next one is mid-September. It's at the original place we went to as well.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember the name of the pub, but it was like the Irish pub in Martinsburg.
Uh-huh.
So we might get to see
the guy
that one.
What was his name again? Not Mance, but Levi.
Mm-hmm.
Levi put his pitchfork down.
I would hope so.
And they're fighting now.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised, actually. Mance is crazy. I wouldn't be surprised if he took, like, a pitchfork to the stomach or something.
Yeah.
They're just doing chops right now.
Yeah.
Levi's got, like, a lot of clothes on, though.
Yeah,
you would
he
think
does.
That would kind of... like, he's wearing jeans, but, like, his top as well looks pretty thick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what effect that is. I would have thought that would have been hot for wrestling as well. This is late August.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's in Ohio, it's still going to be 80 even on a kind of coolish day, I would have thought.
Oh, I might have been in Ohio at that time.
28th. No, you weren't. School started on 23rd. No, this is last weekend.
Oh, what?
So this is, yeah, this is literally last weekend as we're filming it. 23, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, this was last Saturday. So as we're recording this is 6 days ago. The other beautiful thing about this, Mason, is we can record several in weekends when we have nothing to do. And then you loved it when we recorded like lots of episodes and you didn't have to record anything for a month.
Yeah.
Like, we can do this again. Like, we can record this at any time. No one's going to care that, oh, this match is like 3 weeks old, or if it's 1 week old, or if it's a year old, or whatever it is. This will still be relevant as far as we're concerned. We're just watching matches we want to watch. That looked like a cable on the outside there.
Yeah,
oh, Orange Cassidy shirt.
That's for filming equipment.
Oh, I just saw an Orange Cassidy shirt that I have on the side, the orange one. All right, Mance is getting a little fired up. I think he's kind of... Oh, there we go. I was going to say, you know he's getting... You know he's getting some weapons out. The fans pointed what he wanted out. He's like, grab that. Most people can't see what's obviously under there. So he's probably just grabbing something fairly low level right now. Yeah, he's grabbing
a chair.
Like, you know in a little bit they're going to grab a table and possibly like a barbed wire bat or something. But I like... The fact the fan already saw what was actually under there. All right, so they both got chairs, so they're going to have like a duel. Oh no, they're going to sit them down. Oh, they're going to have a slap match. You know that's what they're going to do. Yep, Mance has already sat down.
That makes sense. He does that a lot.
Yep, and Levi's going to do the same. Yep. And he's talking trash to fire him up, and he's just scooted his chair up. I think he just told Mance to go first.
Oh, yep. They're doing a punch
fight.
Punch
to the chin. Oh, they're going for punches to the chin. All right. Well, that's a little bit more brutal. Levi's rocking back a little bit.
Yeah. Now Levi's doing multiple punches.
That guy looks a bit like Donnie Janella on the outside.
You see the
rebounds on the outside? Oh!
Drop toe hold by Mance.
Right into the chair. That was sweet. Alright, well, they're not messing around now. That went straight through the middle. That looked like that went...
No, the bent chair's bent.
The chair's totally bent. No, never mind. He caught one of them. But there was a gap between, and he avoided it a little bit.
Yeah. Mance pulled down his knee protector
uh-huh.
and just kneed him.
I just realized one thing, and like I say, we literally just said today, because this is, we got a 5-day weekend, and I was like, hey, we should do something. If we're going to record, we should go ahead and do it today. Next time I should, because I'm using my phone, mm-hmm. I should also get my iPod out, so if we want to like research anything at the same time as the match is going on. Like, I'm kind of curious now, like, where exactly is this in Ohio? Like, is it in Cleveland? Actually, I don't even know it's in Ohio. They were having matches in Indiana at one point, because Ohio hadn't opened up. But oh. Indiana had, so they went across to Indiana. But I know that they came back, because I watched the first show when they came back to Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's like the fans were loving it. Spinebuster on two chairs.
Yeah, to Mance.
Is that tape there? Looks like the ring's a bit beat up. They got some duct tape all over it. Now, I'm wondering...
It's not the ring, it's the apron.
I'm wondering if, on this then, because you said those houses are so close, this must be a free event, surely.
Mm.
Like, how are you going to stop people from the street just walking across? Like, I'm seeing guardrails, but I'm not seeing anything on the outer perimeter. Like, there's cars there. Who must have stopped somebody just walking up there?
I don't know.
I don't see anything.
I still think you have to pay.
I don't know how they're going to stop you coming in. And you could... This house is on that side as well. You could... Well, if you had to pay, and I guess you could just watch through the window if necessary. Oh, put the chair in the side of the post.
I don't know if they really do want to watch.
I guess not everybody. Yeah, somebody might be like, oh, what a lot of noise. Can they hurry up and finish?
Yeah.
I guess so. I would be curious, like, no matter what it is, even if you're not necessarily a big... even if you don't watch wrestling, you'd still go and watch and go and look. Yeah. Like, if they had, I don't know, like a polo match across the street from us, we'd go and take a look to see what they're doing. We might not stay very long.
Yeah.
He's not... Oh.
There's not enough...
Whoa. That looked dumb to me.
Yeah. He did a spear to the chair.
He threw the chair to Lance. Mance caught it. And then I thought he was going to do a drop kick to the chair. And then he did like a headbutt to the chair. It forced Mance backwards, but I didn't like that. I didn't think that looked very good at all. Of all the things you could do to hurt your opponent, that would not be one of them that I would think of. All right, looks like he's going back to the...
Yep. You could hit a chair with a chair to sting his hands.
Yeah.
That would actually sting. All right,
table. That actually looks like a pretty thick piece of wood, actually.
Yeah?
Actually, I don't think that is a table. It's just a plank of wood.
Yeah, that's a door. But...
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Oh, that's got some thickness on it. I don't think they're getting... That's not snapping. I don't think. Depending on how big of a move they do.
I think that's snapping.
But, like, the balsa wood things, like, you know that's snapping straight away. I don't think that's snapping. Unless they do, like, a Death Valley driver through it, if they put it up in the corner or something.
I think they're going to do a suplex in it.
Is he getting some chairs out so he can lift it up off the ground? All right. I don't believe... Okay, I'm not buying this right now. Mansa's still on the ground. He's been on the ground for, like, a minute after that headbutt maneuver.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way that Mance would be that injured.
He's playing possum.
I think he is playing possum right now.
Another door came in.
Yep.
Same thickness.
Different color, but yeah. Looks like he's looking for something else.
I think he's looking for a third door.
I think he needs something to support it. Alright, he's coming around the far side.
He has the ropes and a chair.
There's another one. That one's a door, because you can actually see like the indentations on it.
Yeah, the other ones have the indentations.
Oh, it did? I just thought it looked like a plank.
That's a beat-up door.
Well, you don't want to buy a new door. That'd be a waste of money.
Oh, wait, never mind.
No,
I don't know what I saw on top of it.
Nah, there is a door, but that's not what that is. That's another plank of wood.
No, that's a door. There's the handle.
I don't see no handle, but alright. It's obviously not that heavy, because he just literally picked it up above his head and just launched it into the ring. I always think things like that don't make it look as realistic. Like, if he'd have just slid it under the bottom rope because it was so heavy, I think that would look far more effective.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to happen in any of the matches, but what I'd also like to see is, you see that U-Haul in the back?
Mm-hmm.
Climb up on top? Slam each other on top of that U-Haul?
I don't think they would risk it.
I don't think Mance has many limits, but...
No, risk the U-Haul.
Oh, okay.
Don't you have to pay, a damage fee?
I guess so, if it got damaged. Do you think they climb up and look 10 feet on top of the van to see what's happened?
No, but you can look on the inside to see if it's caved in.
I mean... I guess so. Alright, so he's finally got a chair so he can actually support the Mansa's finally got up after like 2 minutes. See, I think that's what makes some of the matches better. The one that you picked out for us to watch recently, I'm not sure the order these are going to come out. Like, when they had all the equipment in the ring to start with.
Yeah.
That makes it a lot better. Because otherwise, while nothing's happening, the fans aren't really that invested in it. But when there's things that are right there, that really keeps the interest of the fans, because the action's going a lot more.
Because you're wondering if they're going to get thrown into it or get used.
Like, once he's on the outside and he's lying down, you know nothing's happening at all. All right, they're just balancing on the chair. Oh, geez, he made a terrible job.
See,
Dad,
there's an indent.
Oh, there is, yeah, where the door handle goes. You're right. I thought you meant an actual door handle.
And there's the hinges.
Oh, there is now. Yeah, I can see that now. Yep. All right, that took a long time to set up, though.
It did.
Is he just going to lay Mance on top? Mance is just going to he's going to oblige and just lie down for him on there. All right, he at least gave him a punch to the face to try and convince us that he's stunned a little bit.
Yeah, Mance is doing possum, because he's going to move.
He's going to move out of the way. He's definitely moving out of the way. Yeah, Levi's not getting him. Okay, top rope. Yeah, he... Oh!
That was weak.
Oh, gosh. It didn't look good, because he landed before it. But then he went... But it looked like he hit, like, his chin on the... Oh, that did not look pretty.
I don't know.
All right, kicked out the table. I want to see Levi use that pitchfork.
Yeah.
Like, he brought it out and he's not used it. Like, I want to see that being used at some point. All right, Mance is explaining. All right, I got the table set up. Oh, jeez. This just went from being very tame to quite violent straight away. Chair shot to the head. And now he's going to just throw him straight into it. Yep. Oh, that didn't break. I told you that wasn't breaking.
Yeah, it broke a little bit, but it didn't go all the way.
That didn't do anything. He just bounced off it.
Yeah, I said a suplex would do it.
Uh-huh. That's too thick. That thing is real.
No,
right.
I think a suplex.
He softened it up.
He
perhaps didn't have it at the right angle. It was a little vertical. He's got it more at 45 degrees now. Nope, bounced. It broke a little bit. Oh, you can see the edge that came off it.
Yeah, but a suplex would definitely do it.
I think Death Valley Driver would be the one to go. A suplex would work as well, definitely. All right, he's got it in definitely at 45 degrees now. I think he said, sorry, I got to do this for a third time. He whispered in his ear, you could see.
I think that might slip.
He's gonna have
like the door. He's gonna jump on.
Oh, there you go.
There
that'll
we go.
Do
oh, it broke.
Yeah, jumped off the chair and then pushed him through. Took a little bit of extra effort.
Yeah.
The crowd liked that one. Yep. Why didn't go for a pin though?
I don't know.
Come on, you gotta go for the pin.
Oh, they got that U-Haul from New York.
They did?
Yeah.
You can see the New York tags on it.
Top right of the picture.
Oh.
It says New York. There, it says New York.
No, that's one of the advertising things that they do. They have like... Oh, that was an unprotected chair shot to the head.
No, he didn't.
He had his hands up?
Yeah.
Well, that would hurt your hands. Do you want to get hit with a steel chair on your hands?
Better than my head.
I don't think I'd want either of those things. Like, on your fingers?
Nobody wants to get hit with a chair, but...
You can just not do that moment. Oh, actually, it just seems to fire Levi up. He doesn't seem to care. Oh, he's rolling up his sleeve. Oh, that's how you know... I actually kind of like that. That's kind of sort of like when Kurt Angle takes over and takes off his straps and you know he actually means business. That guy just rolls up his sleeves.
He could take off his suspenders.
And he's, he's snapping that door. Yeah, you got to be careful how you're throwing that out because there's fans on the other side. Oh, he's
trying to bend
it. Yeah, gave him some splinters. All right, he protected himself. Yeah,
but it still hurts.
Back. It still hurts. Another one to the back. Ooh.
That one was the back.
That was right on the shoulders. But he's holding his knee.
Yeah. Wait, how did his knee get hurt?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. Oh, suicide dive. Here we go. Whee! There's no fans over that side.
Well, there's just a tarp on the ground.
Yeah, there's a tarp. I'm not quite sure why.
Wait, is there even
a there's a ramp house? There. You can slam him on the ramp.
I don't see a house.
I don't see a house behind there either. I'm just wondering if it's like you said, like it could be a parking lot or something.
Yeah.
Like, it could be, I don't know, like a bank or something, where they just have that parking lot next
to it.
Maybe,
I don't know.
There could be a business, but I don't know where this is. It's kind of weird going on, because there's like some people are sitting
Levi just left.
There's some people sitting on the... Oh, he's going to go get something. There's a couple of people sat on the stage, but I don't think they're fans. Not particularly not from the way
that
guy is.
That's one person on the stage.
Yeah.
And the other has staff.
Oh, he's coming around the side. Oh, the camera's just panned. All right, what did he go and get? Is that just a 2x4?
A bazooka. No. Oh, that's like a real wood.
Yeah, but that's kind of short, though. That's not very long.
It doesn't have
that
to
block
be
of wood's only like just Probably about a foot and a half, something like that. It
doesn't have to be long.
I guess not. Why wasn't that just under the... That should have just been under the ring.
Because he hand-chopped it. He just threw it.
Those bars on the railing, if he'd have thrown that inaccurately, that could have... Or unluckily, that could have gone straight through the railing and hit one of the fans on the leg there.
In the nuts.
There's little kids there. He could have got them in the nuts. That wouldn't have been...
That would have been a lawsuit.
That was a little bit... All right, that's definitely a door. We already have two doors in there that haven't been broken yet. Kendo stick.
I feel like if it hit a fan in their leg, they wouldn't be too upset.
Uh-huh.
But if it hit them in the nuts, that would be...
That wouldn't be very good at all.
They would have definitely been upset.
The other thing about this is, as well, normally we know how long the matches are. I have no idea how long this match is. Can you imagine if they said... Because we don't have the sound on. Can you imagine if they said this is a match for like a 60-minute time limit? We had no idea. There was a match last weekend that High Five Tom said is really good at AAW. Fred Yehi, and I don't know who it was.
Spear to the Door by Levi.
Yeah, Mance was setting it up, and then he just didn't see he was coming, so...
Yeah.
And for the pin, there's no way. Yeah, there's two doors. Yeah, they've already got another door set up. There's four doors. They already had three in, and Mance put another one in. They've only broken two of them right now. There's no way they're stopping before all four of those are broken.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we just need to do one match then.
That might work.
I want to see that other match. Even if there's... I don't care how long this match is. There's one other match on the next thing that I definitely wanted to see.
3 hour match?
I don't think... How long is the whole show?
Three hours.
The other matches were like 20 minutes, so... Oh, he's got that piece of... Look how gently he's placed that. Did he place it on his finger, though?
Yeah, I think so.
No, he did it. He just placed it next... Oh, he's putting his head on it. Oh, that's like a chopping block now. Okay, this... What is he going to stomp?
Put a door on it? I don't know what he's going to do.
That fan's going crazy.
Oh, he got the pitchfork.
Oh, that's why the fan started going crazy. I was like, that lady over there is going crazy. It's because he went to the pitch. The ref doesn't seem too bothered about stopping him. The ref's like not putting himself in between him and Mance at all. He's like, yeah, you can't do that. But he doesn't seem to be...
It's a no DQ match.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Oh, that's stuck into the wood. Yeah, he swung down right to it, but Mance moved his head out of the way. Thank goodness.
I think you would have heard of it if you...
I would have heard about it. Oh, now Mance is trying to get it out. Is he going to jab him with it? No, it got stuck in the door.
I think it would have been all over Twitter if... Yeah.
Man, the angle of that was beautiful. His face went right into the handle of that pitchfork. That might be it. Nope.
If Mance got a huge hole in his head from a pitchfork...
You better not miss time there. That's all. I'm thinking Eddie Edwards' baseball bat and Sammy Callahan. That's not the same, really.
That was a little dangerous, an accident.
Well, this would be an accident if you got a pitchfork in the face. Is he going to just hit him straight in the face? With a chair? That's what it looks like is going to happen.
No, he's going to move.
No, he decided not to do it. He's very vulnerable.
He could get a low blow. They don't really do low blows in death matches.
So you're going to just swung at him in the face, but instead you're just going to lay it on his face instead?
I mean, that's going to hurt if he hits him in the face.
Well, obviously. He just threw the... Whoa! Throw a piece of wood like that. If he misses that target as well, like...
He wasn't that far away. Hit him in the nuts.
It wasn't, but oh my gosh.
It couldn't have hit him in the nuts. That would have been a bad throw.
I still say things like that can go horribly wrong.
It can't hit him in the nuts.
Now, not that I'm going to lie down so you can try, but I think we should put a target on the floor afterwards on the front yard, and then you throw something similar, and you see if you can hit that type of area.
Okay.
And we'll film it, and then we can post it. DDT onto the chair. Oh, the chair's resting on like the block of wood now as well.
Jackson's gonna film it?
That's it. I can film it. So like, I'm not lying on the floor.
Boo.
There's no way.
Boo.
I don't know, that game that you throw like beanbags through. Like that could lie on the floor. Yeah. And then you can just aim at it and we'll see how good your aim is. No, I wasn't thinking of that. I know we just bought that, but the bigger one you used to throw footballs through.
Oh, that, yeah.
That's kind of like person sized, kind of. And then we can see, we can, one of the holes could be like the head, and then we'll see if you can actually hit that as soon as you think he sees it. Mansa's calling for something, but I'm not sure. Did he actually get injured then? Perhaps he's, I don't know. He's calling the staff in. Perhaps he actually did get injured there. That last part, when it was, like the chair was on the piece of wood, that could have flipped up like, you know, like a seesaw.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's actually what happened, but. All right. I think that's good enough for this one, right?
Yeah.
That was about a 20-minute match, I think. I'm not really keeping a check of how long we'll record. All right. I do want to go back to
Bloodsport.
If it'll let me. The one that had Warhorse on the front. I did actually see there's a couple events that are Danhausen related right now as well.
There are.
Which also kind of looked a little interesting as well. Does it say where it is? Oh, it's in Palmer, Ohio. I don't remember how close that is to. All right, Bloodstorm, welcome to hell. I know you like your death matches. All right.
Casey Kattar versus Molly McCoy.
No. Brandon. Oh, sorry, yes. Brandon Kirk with Casey Kattar versus Sean Henderson. Casey Kattar versus Molly McCoy, I'm quite happy to watch. The one I really wanted to see was G Raver versus Warhorse, but if you want to watch Casey first.
I feel like we should save this one for the next episode because there's three matches I want to watch.
Alright, so we should just go to the one I want to see then. So we'll go to G Raver versus Warhorse then.
Yeah.
Alright, should we start from here?
Jesus, this match is long.
Well, we can start.
Oh, never mind.
15, it's 14 minutes.
No, I looked at that. That looks pretty long.
It's at 1:30, yeah. And it says 1:44.
I know, that looks like a pretty big gap.
Now, the other joy that we have, particularly for...
Oh, this is
CZW. It's H2O.
Oh, yeah, H2O, because they got the trash bags.
Yeah. Now, we have the joy of, we don't have to watch the whole match, Mason. So, I don't know how long this match has been going on. But it looked like they were stood around about to start, so that's why I just left it there. But if we only... G Raven tried to set a position, but Warhorse totally scouted it and then just gave him a kick. Oh, wow, that sign wasn't there when, there's a bit of an F bomb there on one of the signs.
It's a rated R podcast, we can say it.
Now, the reason that I wanted to watch this specifically, obviously, you know, we're big fans of Warhorse, that was obvious. G Raven was on the No Holds Barred Network recently, it was one of the interviews. So it's actually, I think, still their pinned post, even like 3 months later. That's how big of an interview that was. That's how much they like G Raver. But I don't think I've ever actually seen a G Raver match. So I was like, I know Warhorse is going to get... And I was like, oh, if Warhorse is going to go with a hardcore match. So I was like, sure, let's go and watch it.
They're both jamming out.
Uh-huh. Yep. And then they're getting ready to go for it again.
If anyone listening ever sees the H2O... arena that we're seeing, it really does look like trash bags.
You can see the fan in the corner because there's not as many people watching this one. You know the big fan I said I sat near because it was really hot in there?
Yeah.
You could physically see it on this one. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't actually look at the date for this one. We'll have to look at that when we finish, but I think this is also from last weekend, so I think it puts them in order, but yeah, there's nowhere near as many people.
4-0-H.
Yeah, it's the, I'm trying to think what that group's called. I think Ricky Shane Page is part of it. Eddie Only.
Oh.
We saw him at the, that 24-hour Fight Forever thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of...
So who's flipping him off?
Flipping off who?
440H. This is F440H.
Oh, that I don't know. There is another person who's in that organization as well, but I can't. It's kind of weird that they listed in New Jersey, though, because this was obviously... Yeah, like, if you look at that front row, I only saw four people on that front row.
Yeah.
Like, I understand the IWTV 100 thing was, like, a really big event, but I'm surprised how few people are actually at this one, considering you just said already there's three matches you wanted to see.
Yeah.
So, and, so, okay, what were the other two, then? Was it the Casey Kattar match?
Yeah.
And the
Brian Kirk.
Oh, yeah, and I would have been happy to see that as well. Like, if you would have said nothing, I could have eaten... Or if you would have said any of those ones, I would have been happy to watch those ones. All right, Warhorse is going for some pins, but right now, G-Ray was just kicking out at one. He's not, he doesn't have anything on him right now. G-Ray was not getting pinned right now. Well, actually, I guess on this one, there's a slight spoiler. We do know how long this match is actually going on for.
Yeah, it's going on for another 10 minutes.
Yeah, at most 10 more minutes. Now, of course, something could happen, like Warhorse could win, somebody could come out, and there is other things that can happen.
No, it's 10 minutes and 7 seconds.
You can't even see the time on here. Unless I do that. Yeah, we got 11 minutes yet.
Yeah, 10 minutes and 7 seconds left of the match.
Oh, okay.
Because it's right there. You can see it.
What are you looking at?
The time.
Where?
Time left. Right there.
I have no idea what you're looking at. You're not looking at nothing. Oh, you think this is a time limit match?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, there's nothing in that corner. I'm not wearing my glasses, and sometimes with my color blindness, I can't always see things.
Well, opening up your eyes will help.
I was. They were wide open. All right, kick to the head for Warhorse, and Warhorse, I think that hurt him a little bit because he's rolled onto the outside, and he went right next to the fans. He dived right at their feet.
Suicide dive. Never mind, he went out the ring.
Nope.
What's his name again? Graver?
G-Raver. But it looks like Graver. I think his last name was Graver. I think that was... Or something similar to that. Or Graves, or something like that, which is kind of...
Corey, your brother?
No. But that's kind of where he got his name from, because I was like, oh, okay. Because I obviously saw it looked like Graver as well when I first saw it, and then when they interviewed him. Oh, he's got... I didn't notice his facial tattoos to begin with.
Uh-huh. Just like Corey Graves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, must be it then. Alright, Warhorse kicks out at 2. I have a feeling he could have kicked out a little. Oh, that's... When you're kind of having a hard-fought match, you don't normally give somebody like a slap to the back of the head. That's kind of like a... That's like a heel move to the face to get them wound up. Normally the deathmatch wrestlers tend to be a little bit more sophisticated than that. Forearm from G-Raver. G-Raver's costume looks kind of difficult to wrestle in, I would have thought. It's like his bottoms are...
Yeah. Long?
Yeah. Kind of flapping around a little bit.
Too big.
Yeah. Like, Warhorse has just got trunks on. Like, that's kind of your traditional one. Alright, he went for a headbutt, but Warhorse blocked it and just gave him his own headbutts instead. 3. And then he's going to slam him in the post.
4.
A few chops.
10.
Got him on the chin with those couple.
Mm-hmm. And then a kick.
And he's collapsed in the corner. Warhorse is going to go up top.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Warhorse is calling for the finish, but yeah, that was a little premature. Now G-Raver's got the advantage. Superplex? To the outside?
No.
It wouldn't surprise me from these guys.
No, there's concrete.
I don't care.
There is concrete.
Is he going to do a double stomp? Kind of.
That's...
He kind of did a back cent... Is it a back senton? Uh-huh.
That's a real suicide dive. From the top rope.
2. Nope, he kicked out.
If they did a suplex onto the concrete...
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
That would have been a real suicide dive.
It worked nicely, that move, though. It really flipped Warhorse kind of like upside down.
Uh-huh.
Slamming him in the corner again. Oh, Warhorse has just said no.
Yeah.
Oh, did he ask him to do it?
Oh, yeah, he's doing it himself.
Alright, you fired him up, G-Raver. Let's see what you got. Alright, another headbutt. And the other reason I wanted to do this format, Mason, is there's a lot of stuff on IWTV that I just never get to.
Uh-huh.
Like, I kind of want to watch it, but I'm more inclined to watch it if I watch it with somebody else. So I was like, hey, this might be the perfect way to... So if we wish there was other two matches of the week. In 2 weeks, we'll have only watched 2 different shows. I didn't even need to click on the right arrow thing. There's always lots of good stuff on IWTV. I wasn't worried that we'd be like, you'd get to like the 5th one and you're like, yeah, I haven't found a match I want to see yet. I think there's always going to be at least one name that you recognize and you kind of want to see. Yeah, I saw Katie Catal and Molly McCoy as well. I was like, I kind of like to see that one as well. And Brandon Kirk as well. We saw Brandon Kirk on your one that you picked out recently.
Yeah, but that's 2 weeks ago.
Well, depending on when we're releasing. It was actually last weekend, but...
Yeah, but it's 2 weeks ago.
That was like a Matt Hardy flip.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Jeff Hardy. Yeah. Kick out at 2.
Mm-hmm. I still can't believe that was 1.2 million views.
What had one? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Yep. Got a lot of money for showing that, right?
Yep. Should have had more ads. Should have.
We had ad blocker on.
No, he didn't.
Didn't we?
Nope. It was on my computer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you won't see it. Well, we're watching IWTV, so there's no real ads on this. And you can skip them if you want to anyway, so. Alright, kick out of two by G-Raver.
Yep.
Warhorse is sucking in air right now, a little bit.
5 minutes left. The ref just showed a five on his hand.
He showed two. He showed it was a kick out at two.
No, on his other hand.
No, he didn't.
See, look,
he has five fingers on his other hand. All right, Warhorse is calling for the finish again. Last time it was way too early. Mm-hmm. He's going to go from one side of the ring, and it went for the clothesline, and it did not work at all. Mm-hmm. So he's going to get suplexed instead. Oh, but he flipped him straight up, so he stood straight up. And now Warhorse is going to go for it. And G-Raver's going to no-sell it as well. And then they're back to the start again.
Kick to the face by G-Raver. Oh, big punch. And then Warhorse comes with a bigger clothesline.
And now they're both down.
Taking a nap. Like dead.
I'm taking a nap. Warhorse. I can tell if he was kicking the ground trying to do like a...
I don't know.
To get the crowd fired up. Do you see him kicking? It was kind of rhythmical.
It's pain.
I don't know there's enough fans there, though, to get that going. Like, there's literally four people on that side. One, two, three, four, five. There's only like six people on that side as well.
And two of them are playing on the phone.
And on that far side, you can't fit many people anyway. I can see at least one, two, four people. There's, yeah.
How do they make their money?
I don't know. Like, obviously they sell the match to IWTV as
gambling.
Well.
Gambling?
But...
Gamble it all in the casino?
I'm just wondering why the... Oh, there's more people on that side, actually.
Are there actually professional gamblers?
Some people can.
That's a pretty cool job.
Yep, I looked into it at one point. I used to keep a track of all my bets, because you can learn to bet in England. It was 10% tax. I couldn't make enough. I made a profit, but I couldn't make enough to make a living, unfortunately. And I wasn't
10% tax?
Yeah, so if you won like $10, you had to pay a dollar back to them. So it meant that you had to win more to make a profit. They actually stopped that now. You don't have to pay tax on it anymore.
This actually sounds fun. Being a professional gambler.
Yeah, it is if you win it.
How old do I have to be to gamble?
21.
21? Dang it.
And you can't do it in Virginia, so.
Why? I can't?
I don't think so.
Why?
It's fake because it's illegal.
So I have to travel.
I think you can in Maryland, actually.
Can I do it in DC?
Not sure. I've never seen anyone in DC.
That's closer.
Flying elbow from the top rope from Warhorse.
Oh, you mean like go to a casino?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like online bets.
Oh, I don't think there's online betting. I don't think there's online gambling in Virginia. I'm not sure. Oh, knees to the head from the top rope from G-Raver, and that could be it too. Nope, they said not quite yet. Yeah, it's like on the high street in England. Like every town has a...
Who's that?
I don't know. Oh, and is that looks a little bit more than a kendo stick right there.
Yeah, that's
that actually, see. There's I could be like a
that's
bamboo
an umbrella?
Pole or something. And giving it to G-Raver. I don't know who she is.
Me too. I don't know what that is.
G-Raver seems to be... I wonder if it was a sword to begin with. Like,
3 minutes.
Like, you see the top of the handle? Like, you could unsheath the sword.
The timer says 3 minutes.
He said no, but Warhorse has already got him.
Yeah.
And suplex, I don't know, right on his head. And Warhorse is going up top.
Oh, never mind the
timer. Oh, there's a few more people on that side, but...
Mm-hmm.
And now he's gone for that big elbow again. He landed it this time, though. One, two, three.
The timer was way off.
Ding, 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 ding.
Timer said 3 minutes.
There's no timer. And Warhorse is playing it up to the camera and telling everybody he said he was going to be finished and he put him down. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of curious how long we actually have, Mason. Oh, 38 minutes. Yeah, we got time for a Casey Kattan match, I think.
Aren't most episodes like 45 minutes?
Eh.
There it is.
That's there funny. It is. That could be like the last 10 seconds of the match. I'm not stopping it there. All right, Brandon Kirk's there. All right, that'll do. All right, we'll start it from there then. All right, Molly McCoy just did a cannonball to Katie Kattan.
Casey.
Yeah, Casey Kattan. One, two, nope, kick out at two.
Well, obviously it's kick out. English flag.
What?
Open up your eyes. Right there.
On the floor?
Yes.
You clearly don't know what an English flag looks like, man.
Oh, that might be...
That's a Phillies... That's a Philadelphia Flyers jacket. Or jersey, yeah. Recognize the colours?
Well, it's crumpled... Not crumpled.
Since when has the British flag been orange?
I didn't say British. I said English.
English. Sorry, when has the English flag been red. Orange? That was Philadelphia.
It was?
Yeah, she's hockey.
Oh. She looks different.
I apologize. I don't believe that's Molly McCoy's personal pronouns, actually. I've just suddenly realized.
It is?
No. That's, that... Oh, I thought that was the end of the match. Yeah. Oh, that was the end... Was that the end of the match?
No.
No. Oh, the ref was complaining because they were putting on their crash helmet.
Why did...
That looked kind of funny.
Molly need a crash helmet.
So they can drive the crash helmet into,
But why did Brandon song? Give it to
Brandon's
Molly?
Putting on a... Oh, well, that I don't know. Casey blocked it. Casey's on the outside and Molly's on the inside and she just slammed her down onto the ring. I don't think Brandon gave her the crash helmet, but...
Mm.
And now Casey's in control.
I thought you said that Molly wasn't her.
Oh. Yeah, I think I'm using the wrong pronouns. Yes, I think I'm using the wrong pronouns.
I'm just going to try and avoid it. I don't want to get it wrong.
There you go. That's the... And some slaps from Casey. Oh, do you like the ref? Our ref sold it as well. The ref was holding his chest. And it's like, ooh. Another one. I think they're going to go to each corner. No, perhaps not.
That's a good match. I don't remember what it's called, but Umaga and CM Punk. Actually, it's a Samoan strap match.
Uh-huh.
And they have to touch every single corner.
Yeah.
That's a good match.
I think I've seen that one. Or if I haven't, I've certainly seen that stipulation in a match.
Mm-hmm.
A while ago. Long time ago.
Yeah. See, that's a CM Punk match you should watch. You wanted to pay $40 for this.
I don't want to pay $40. I said it's the closest I've ever been to paying $40. I'm not paying $40.
Why?
Because the card looks really good. I'd like to see Chris Statlander and Britt Baker as well.
You can literally wait 24 hours for it.
Well, did I say I was paying $40?
Nope.
I said it's the closest I've been to paying $40.
It's a waste.
It's kind of cool when you're on, when you're looking at other people commenting it at the same time. It's kind of like a group thing.
You could do that for Dynamite.
I can't.
Oh, you can't?
No, Dynamite's on TNT. I don't have TNT.
Oh, you could do it for WWE.
I could do it for... How? I can't watch WWE.
Peacock?
It's not on Peacock. The pay-per-views are on Peacock.
Yeah.
Raw and SmackDown on.
Oh, so what are they on?
USA and Fox.
Oh.
Well, in theory, we have
Fox.
Well, we do, but when I tuned Hulu. Into it, it said... Yeah, but that's like a day afterwards.
Oh, it is?
So it's the same thing. You can't do it live. Oh, I don't know what that was. I'm not sure what happened there. Like, Molly almost fell over. Pele kicked to the back of head.
Uh-huh.
Kicked to the chest. And Brandon Kirk's going to get there. Oh, you knew that was coming. Brandon Kirk jumped up and grabbed Molly's arms. Oh, somebody just took out Brandon Kirk, though, as
Who's
well.
Who's that?
I don't know, but Brandon Kirk's been forced into the back now, so Casey
Gatell's
on himself.
That might be Brandon's opponent.
It could be, yeah. And I think the roll-up worked, right?
Three.
One, two, three. Nice little bit of storytelling at the end there. I kind of like
that.
I actually thought that Molly was going to lose, but high fives from the fans there on the front row. Fans were, I think, more excited by that match than the match we actually watched earlier, to be honest.
Yeah, and it's perfect.
Did it actually freeze? Oh, the camera just froze. That wasn't the YouTube. That wasn't the Wi-Fi.
Oh, was it?
No, that was the feed. Because it was still, the clock was still going on the bottom.
Hmm.
And Casey's rolling out. And, well, I guess we need to know now then, Mason, don't we? Was that his opponent?
Oh.
Was that Brandon Kirk's opponent? I know you don't care if it's the whole match, so we can just skip back a little bit. Oh, this is a short match. This is pretty short, right? I think this match is only going to be like 10 minutes at the moment.
It was.
Oh, it
was his opponent.
And I can't remember. I can't remember who it was, though.
Hmm.
You remember what it said?
No, we can always look, right?
I don't remember. We can at the end.
Oh.
You can at the end, for sure. Oh, so this was even better storytelling, if that's what happens then. So he got screwed out of this match, so he's going to screw Brandon Kirk's...
wife?
Is it wife or girlfriend? I don't know. I don't remember.
I thought it was wife.
Out of the match as well.
Well, they don't have the same last
name. He's doing some...
I don't know. That might not mean
No, that doesn't necessarily mean anything at all. He's doing some muscle flexors. Oh, Brandon, I didn't realize Brandon Cook was as tall as that.
Yeah, he's tall.
He looks really tall. I guess that's one of those...
No, you guys small too.
That's true as well, but you can just see like how far he comes up against the ropes though. Casey Catal is ringside for this one. Oh, so Casey Catal is going to get interfere in this match then, right?
That makes sense. Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense for this one. Brandon's pointing at the camera, but I'm not quite sure what he's saying.
Oh, I figured out what WTH stands for.
Well done.
Well, I thought it stood for something other than
Brandon's that. Tapping him on top of the head and being a little disrespectful right now.
I thought it was some wrestling thing or something, like a... I don't know what it. I thought, but...
Alright, he's done with patting him on the head and he's going to put him in a headlock instead. And, yeah, he just knocked him straight over. Brandon Kirk has a big advantage in this one.
He does. I don't know why they needed a cheat.
We'll have to see. He's getting some offense in there. That was a nice kick. Yeah, we really could do with knowing what this guy's name is.
Yeah, that would help.
Oh, I didn't see what this one's called, the Bloodstorm WTH. I just suddenly wondered, I thought you'd seen a sign on the outside that said WTH, or you just had a random thought that WTH.
No.
Okay, there was some relevance behind the comment.
Yeah. I don't make random comments.
Oh, it's something on his back. It was something with an H, I think. Henderson. Oh, that's Sean Henderson. Oh, that's who Sean Henderson is. Sean Henderson had some... it was like his birthday or something at H2O. They had like Sean Henderson's birthday, whatever, pay-per-view or something. Oh, I think I missed his interview. I think he was on one of those interviews as well. But okay, now I know who Sean Henderson is. Yeah, he's an H2O wrestler.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
He just got dropped on his head on the apron.
Mm-hmm. And then he's on the concrete on the outside, so...
Oh, I remember who... I know this is 2 weeks for people listening, but it wasn't quite a week for you. And it wasn't Batista, so it had all the cuts all over him.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever watched Black Panther?
I didn't like it.
Oh, it's Michael B. Jordan in Black Panther. Okay. He has the same cuts all over him.
Okay. Hey, as Matt's listening, should we ruin Space Jam for him?
Yeah.
They called out, they're like, we're going to bring back Michael Jordan, and they actually bring out Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
Is Michael Jordan's middle name A?
I don't know. Because
they said instead of Michael B. Jordan, they should have brought up Michael A. Jordan.
I don't know that part.
Well, it's not exactly a spoiler, but...
It's not really, but I said I wasn't going to do anything. I got accused of giving spoilers. It's not really a spoiler, but I thought that was funny.
A spoiler would be like...
Announcing the final result.
The bad guys won.
That's why there's going to be a Space Jam 3 coming out soon.
Yep.
Because they got to play for the decider.
Because
It's one each right now.
Uh-huh.
But no, I thought that was... That made me laugh way too hard. Because I was like, oh, that'd be really cool if like they had those two on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
You get LeBron and Michael Jordan. I was like, this one's going to be sweet. And it's a callback to the first episode. And then, yeah, it didn't happen.
Well, they did get Michael Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
That was still good.
Yeah. I don't think he plays basketball.
He's still
though.
Famous.
Yeah. No, I'm one of the few people who didn't like Black Panther. I watched
I liked it.
Yeah, everyone else liked it. I watched the first 30 minutes and I didn't like it, so I stopped watching.
Well, that's why. I only watched the first
Same 30. With Guardians of the Galaxy. I watched the first 30 minutes, as you mentioned, Batista, and I didn't like it.
That's an amazing...
I don't like it at all.
All of them are good.
No.
Those are all good.
No. I tried it. I tried watching the second one as well, and the same thing. I was like, nope, this is not for me. I don't like that type of film, so I was like, nope.
You literally just suggested Logan.
That's totally different.
That's a superhero movie.
It is, but it depends on what the superhero is.
It's a rated R super movie, and you let me watch it. It is
no,
rated
it's
R.
Not.
Yes,
it
is.
It said PG-13, didn't it?
It's rated R.
Oh.
How many F words did you hear?
I didn't hear any because I didn't have
the
sound
like
on.
It was 20.
I didn't have the sound on.
What?
I had subtitles, and it didn't say that on the subtitles. So.
Well, there was 20.
Oh, you were counting?
No, I'm just estimating.
Okay. Oh, you know what? When I looked at it, it was Yeah, I couldn't find it, and I was like, yeah, it's
and,
fine.
And there was much more graphic stuff than PG-13.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Yeah, that's fine.
That stuff was fine. That stuff was fine. I don't mind you watching for the language as well. Like after you've had two in one film anyway, who cares if there's a 3, 4, 5? I didn't know there was as many as 20 though.
I don't know. But all right,
Sean's calling for the flip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it. Like I say, I haven't even seen the X-Men film.
Yeah.
But. Okay, whatever he was trying to do there, that did not work. And he got a big clothesline, and it looks like a
pile driver,
and it looks like
he just died.
Looks like Brandon Cook's gonna win.
Sean Henderson died.
Sean Henderson kicked out at 2.
Uh-huh.
I thought we were about to be way off the mark.
Sean Henderson died like LeBron James in Space Jam.
Hashtag fake spoilers.
No, it's not, Matt. It's real.
I thought it was kind of strange that instead of playing basketball, they actually played baseball instead. Like, you would have thought, why would you play LeBron James all that money and then they just play baseball?
It would have made more sense for Michael to play baseball.
Playing baseball match instead. Yeah, that would have made way more sense. Oh, well.
Well, no wonder they lost.
There was a lot of strange things in that film. Uh-huh. All right, Sean's getting fired up. He's like multiple kicks to the head, multiple hits on the back. Oh, now he's patting him on the head as well.
No, that was a kick to the head.
No, he patted him. Well, it was a pat with his foot. He didn't do a full kick. Oh, that's one. Oh, he's trying to do a Canadian destroyer. That was sweet.
He did.
Oh, he won. Oh, Casey Catal dragged the ref out before he had the 3 count in there.
So that's fine.
So that, yeah. Oh, that was a sweet
low
move.
Blow. Low
I
blow.
I like how he set up the Canadian Destroyer. So he tried to, like, leapfrog over him.
Low blow.
And he just rolled him up. And he's got a hand on the tights as well.
Sean kicked out at 2.
Like he kicked the ref in the face, almost.
That would have been funny.
You would have liked it. Is he going for it again? He is, but he's not going to work. Oh, he's holding onto the ropes. Oh, you're not giving him that. Come on, ref. He was clearly holding onto the ropes. That was obvious. Oh, jeez. And Casey and Brandon are celebrating.
How was that Casey's fault?
Casey interfered
early.
That's
the ref's
fault. He won. But Casey dragged the ref out, so Casey stopped the match from ending earlier. All right, Mason, is this a format you think that can work then? We just put on some random stuff and then talk for 50 minutes and then don't need to edit anything at all, except for I just put some sound at the start?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. I guess end this thing then.
Music was Zigzag by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/.